Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Amy Marks Kors, I don't think I'm that embarrassing of a person. And maybe that's the problem.
I think
is that I don't feel embarrassment.
So here's the thing.
It just hit me. I've been thinking all day.
Yeah.
Do I have an embarrassing moment that I keep thinking about? And I do. And I will tell you about it in a moment. But
okay.
Amy Marks Kors, Chris Ranji. I was watching, and I know that you've seen this. And this happened last week. In an appellate court in Colorado. And there was an attorney who was speaking to a 3-judge panel, and he was addressing one woman, is a female judge, mm-hmm. and they're in the middle of the argument, don't even know what the case was about, doesn't really matter. But this man was having an exchange with the judge, and this is what happened.
This could have been 3 separate.
Okay, but it wasn't 3 separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. That I don't know what to say to that. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
The question here is what happened. I'm sorry, I've just been totally thrown by
my
mistake.
Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine. I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say. It's just a...
Okay. Well, go ahead. You've only got 1 minute and 7 seconds left.
The question here...
I feel sick to my stomach for him.
You'd have to walk out. He called the judge honey.
Yeah.
Honey. And it sounded like... Sometimes when you have arguments with people in your life a lot, the reflex is to... In an argument with a different person, use that other person's name?
So I'm going to be completely honest here right now. I have been in, I wouldn't say heated arguments because I'm not like but you know, like maybe a rigorous debate with other people. And I'm like, Ranj, I mean, because the only person I argue with every day is you.
Can I tell you something?
What?
Sometimes I do that too.
No, have you really?
Sometimes Amy comes out like, Amy.
Because the only person I argue with every day just drives me nuts. So when I get angry, my initial reaction is to assume it's at Ranj. You really do that? That's insane. You can ask.
Yeah,
I said Ranj to like one of my family members. I was like,
awesome.
Ranj. I mean, I know that if you were to describe in text what happens, this lawyer calling the judge honey, people like, oh, microaggression and misogyny. Honestly,
I think
he has a lot of conversations with his wife
where he gets frustrated
and
speaks calmly, but
speaks
says, honey,
calmly.
Listen.
Yes.
And just at least he didn't say baby.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I don't know what to say to that.
He didn't say babe.
Babe.
Yeah.
Listen.
But I honestly, the way he said, okay, first of all, again, I feel like throwing up, but I almost, in some ways, feel like I like him more because it sounds like he's a very gentle arguer with his wife.
Yes.
I guess.
He probably is very frustrated with her. She probably never makes any sense at all, ever.
Oh,
and he has to be like, babe, honey.
The way
listen.
He said that
honey,
is like,
or oh my god,
honey. Honey, we can't afford that right now. Like that's dude. What I figure him saying. Wouldn't you have to walk out and then walk into the street and just get hit by a
you
bus?
Know what you do? If I'm him,
yeah,
I am saying I am sorry, I cannot continue. You turn around and leave the courtroom.
Yeah.
And then you go become a park ranger because you can never go into another courtroom again.
The guy
again.
You're defending is sent to prison.
Dude, you go, and you look at him and go, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I think the way his immediate contrition and the genuine horror he had, to me, I really think that he was just a nice guy that went into reflex, you know, an automatic reflex, like maybe the night before. He was talking about maybe they have a problem child. Like, honey, we've got to do something about our son. That's what it sounded like. And I think perhaps the only way he could have handled it better, because I think he handled it as well as you can, other than just dying on the spot, would be to say, Your Honor, it's important to me to let you know. I talk with my wife all the time. We have a lot of discussions, or we're dealing with this or whatever. And I think it was a reflex, you know, not because I don't. I feel it crying.
I could
I
not
would start crying.
Look,
I would start crying.
That is you. I don't know how you overcome something like that.
But doesn't he seem like a nice guy?
Yes. That day, I don't think it's possible to come back from that.
You ask for a recess.
I think you have to say, look, can we just go home and do it again tomorrow? I don't know how to recover from that.
In all, I have seen a lot of Perry Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Episodes in my day, and they ask for a recess a lot. And I just watched My Cousin Vinny. That would be the time to ask for a recess. I think you can do that. I'm not a lawyer.
We should ask Brad. Brad doesn't do any trial stuff ever, does he?
No, I think he does.
Does he?
Yeah.
We should ask Brad Young if he's ever done something like that in court.
Oh, we should.
Honey, baby, listen.
I just
it's
feel
one
like
of the funniest things,
I would
man.
Like throw up and then cry.
All right.
My reaction.
So we want to hear, we want you to share with us the cringiest thing you've ever done that you still think about. Because that is one he is never going to forget about. It's probably the kind of thing that it will keep him up, literally keep him up at night.
Oh.
And probably, we should reach out to him, see if we can find him, see if he'll come on and talk about how he's feeling a few days after it happened. That poor guy.
And I will say, I do think he said it in such a genuine, gentle way. It was like he forgot and he was talking to his wife, which I know it's like, well, it's because it's a female judge. No, I get it, but he did not seem patronizing in any way.
Well,
my
guess is, and I don't know the man at all, but I have to assume it is the cringiest, if not the cringiest, certainly one of the cringiest things he has ever done, and he will never stop thinking about it.
No.
So we want to hear from you. If you have one of those moments where you have done something, an embarrassment, something cringy, something that you lay awake thinking about, you lie awake like at night and you're just, I can't believe this thing happened 15 years ago and you still think about it. And it occurred to me, I have one. I know I have a bunch of others that I can't think of, but this one just hit me. When I was interning here at this station. Okay. So... I used to intern for mainly Dan McLaughlin. He was working on weekends. So he would just, I'd show up and he'd give me a mic and a recorder and he'd say, go to the ballpark and, you know, go in the clubhouse and stick the mic in and get some sound from the players. So that's what I did. And when the game is over, you're down in the tunnel waiting for them to open up the clubhouse door so all the reporters can go in and talk to players and the manager and whatever. So I am down there. And we're standing out there. The door to the clubhouse is closed because they have a meeting or whatever. And Mike Shannon starts walking down the hall. And I've never met Mike Shannon, like ever.
Mm. Oh, no.
So I have the KMOX microphone with a mic flag on it. And I'm holding it. And he's walking in my general direction. And he sticks his hand out. Like, and I think he sees like, oh, KMOX. Well, who's this kid or whatever? And he's trying to, you know, say hi to me. So I stick my hand out to shake it. And he, like, grabs it and looks at me weird. Like, what are you doing? He took my hand, just kind of moved it away. And then he was trying to shake the hand of the guy next to me.
Oh, no.
I was so embarrassed.
That's
I was
so
like,
sad.
Ah, he wasn't doing that for me. He didn't give a crap about me.
That's
but
so
I wouldn't
sad.
Either. I was an intern. Yeah. Who cares about interns?
That's not really cringy, though. That's not you actively saying something.
No, it's cringy. Because I don't know. I just thought he was trying to talk to me. That was a me thing.
I am always the person who, when I go out on a limb, like let's say you're being funny or you just meet someone or you're in a group of people. And I think, I don't want to say I go into radio mode because I'm always like this. I think that's why I'm on radio is this is how I talk to people and I'm always telling stories. But I'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't, you know, someone's like, are you vegan? I'm like, no, I don't hate myself enough. You know, I've never met a vegan I liked. And they're like, my mom's vegan. And I'm that person who will put my foot in my mouth like that every single time.
Dude.
Oh my gosh. I did this. Even safe things. Like one time I like made jokes about mimes. And I was like, at least I'm not a mime. Like, oh my gosh. And like 4 of the 6 people in the group were mimes.
What
are the odds of that?
How do you know any mimes?
I know. And then I had to like backtrack and be like, no, I'm just kidding. Mimes are great. They're real talented. I don't know. Is there anything safer than making a mime joke?
I've never met a mime. So I don't, I would think that it's,
pretty
I think
safe.
We're all in good company here, aren't we?
I know.
You would think.
You would think.
Until you're talking to 4 of them. I had another one, too, and I believe I told you about this. When I was working sock stuff, and the general manager, his name was Kenny Williams, so he was the John Mozeliak. And I texted the PR guy, because I was doing a show, and I was like, hey, I want to have Kenny on. Is it okay?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, go ahead and just reach out to him yourself, but let me know what he says. So I sent him the email. I think it was an email or text. I can't remember. And he's replied back and it was very curt. He was very short with me.
Oh.
Because sometimes he had the, you know, he was like that. So I responded back to Bob and I said, yeah, Bob, Kenny's not going to do it today. He's got the red ass.
Oh, no.
But I sent it to Kenny.
Yeah. Wait, so that'd be the equivalent of you saying that to John Mozeliak?
Yeah, I wanted to die.
And then sending it to John Mozeliak?
I wanted to die. But I don't think he either saw it and ignored it or didn't ever see it. So I'm just going to let that one go. This text message says, my wife and I used to be in charge of our church youth group. One day, I thought I was sending my wife a text about a fundraiser, and I sent it to our pastor instead of my wife. Every time I take communion, our pastor says, this thing came out of order. I hate these text messages, how this happens. So, let me start over. I'm so sorry. Now this is my cringy moment. My wife and I used to be in charge of our church youth group. One day I thought I was sending my wife a text about a fundraiser, and I said, our pastor is a know-it-all, and he'll want to do it his way. I sent it to the pastor instead of my wife. And every time I take communion from him, I think of it.
That's so good.
He's such a know-it-all.
That is so good.
And you got to be careful with...
Thank you for that text.
You know what you got to be careful with? Group threads.
Oh, you really do.
Because you don't know who's on the thread sometimes.
So I think I can say this because I didn't know what it was. And I said it on air. So one time we were talking about senators. This is when I was on with the Charlie Brennan show. I was on with Charlie Brennan. We were talking about senators and then kind of like the yes men and how, you know, basically they were just like playing the party line so hard that it was just sickening. It was like it was smarmy. And I said, well, you know, what they do behind the cameras, they're all just back there fluffing each other.
You did not say that.
I did.
First of all, how do you even know what that is?
I didn't. I meant like if you fluff your hair or like pumping each other up. I had no idea what it was. So I said that. And Charlie kind of was taken aback. And Chris Myhill, who is the producer, was horrified. And I didn't get it until we went to commercial. And Debbie goes, I don't think you can say that. And I said, why? And then Chris Myhill asked me, do you know what that is? And I said, well, I don't know, like, you know, like just kissing up to each other, you know, like kind of like, you know, you fluff your hair and like just making each other look good. And they said, that's not what that is. And then Debbie Monterey explained to me what that person is.
Amy. Amy.
I have a war story with that word with another woman who did not know what that word meant either.
So that would be fine.
Well, no, it was for like soccer pictures or whatever. And they were doing team pictures. And everyone's on a group thread with all the parents and saying, well, I'll do this, I'll do this. And she said, I'll be the fluffer.
Come on, dude.
To a bunch of parents.
That's awesome.
And people started texting her privately like, I don't think you know what that means. And I felt like a kindred spirit because I found out that story because I told my story about the senators.
Do you feel bad about that, though, after the fact? Because you didn't, you truly didn't know what it meant.
I truly didn't know what it meant.
So, like, that's not...
Well, it
still
makes you feel bad. It's like if you say something super sexually explicit and you don't know it. That's what I did.
Texter, in reference to the attorney who called the judge honey in court, says, I'm not taking this as such a big deal, actually. If it were me, I probably would have just busted out laughing and then, yes, asked for a recess. And never come back in. That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Go ahead and tell us about the cringiest thing you've ever done, the thing that keeps you up at night that you still think about. Let us know what it is. Or text in or call 314-436-7900. We're going to talk Cards Cubs with Matt Pauly, who joins the show at 10:30. And also, you can tell us about your favorite Cardinals Cubs memory. The two start a series tonight at Busch Stadium. It's 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Ranji, Amy Marks Scores. We were asking about your cringy moments because of the poor lawyer who accidentally called the judge honey was very contrite and presumably died shortly after.
That's probably why nobody's heard from him because he has to be dead now. I'm just speculating. I don't really know for sure. A message from a 636 says, I cringed when I passed out at a party. And I woke up to a naked girl in my face.
Oh. What are you
reading? A naked
girl's
butt in my face is what he says.
Jeez, Ron.
We've been married for 24 years now and have two kids.
Okay. Well.
I guess that's one way to do it. Another message says, do not feel so bad, Amy, about not knowing what that word meant.
Yes.
Because they still don't know what the word means. Until now, they've never heard of it. So you're not the only person, Amy, that doesn't know what.
Can I ask, if you just texted that, are you a lady or a gentleman?
Yeah, let us know. Let us know what you are.
It does make a little bit more sense to me that ladies might not be as familiar with that.
I mean, it seems like a pretty common word.
Really?
Yeah. Even if you're not a consumer of pornography.
Well, can I ask you this?
Do
people use that word outside of pornography?
Yeah.
They
for
do?
What?
For what?
The same thing. I'm not telling you on the air. I mean,
what? Like, it's got to have another meaning, is what she's saying.
No. It means the same thing. Doesn't always mean porn.
I just thought that word with that meaning always means adult entertainment.
Oh.
But, like, every girl, literally every girl, has fluffed her hair before picture. You always, you fluff pillows.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, but there's not such a thing as the. As the person who does it for the
You're
job.
You're not even saying it. Is it a bad word?
No, it's a perfectly fine word. I just think that we've used it too much already.
Really? Is it that bad? See, I don't even know how bad it is. This is my fear. It's okay, my mom told me it's always the innocent people who get in trouble. Because if you go to a party and things go wrong and people are drinking and doing drugs, it's like it's the person who doesn't drink or do drugs. At the party, like, stuck when the police show up, and I'm there like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know how to get out of it because I've never had to get out of trouble. That's how it is with bad words. I never know how bad the words are because I just learned a bad word, and then I say it, and I'm like, I can't believe you said that. Nobody told me how bad it was.
So that person who texted in is, in fact, a lady.
Yeah.
She does not know what it is.
I think that makes sense.
Another message says, I didn't know what it meant either. Looked it up over the break. Thanks for saving me from a potentially cringy moment myself.
Good. See, now I feel glad that I was able to.
I'm also guessing that these are the only two people who've never heard the word before.
No, but my friend, very accomplished, like ran a business, right? College, master's degree. And people are like, oh, no, not because I homeschooled. She didn't homeschool, went to school. Very, very smart, accomplished woman. She didn't know either. And she put that in a school thread with the parents. That would be her job at the soccer pictures. Because she didn't know. I didn't know. It makes sense to me.
Just very funny.
Well, it's terrible.
Of all people for that to happen to, the fact that it happened to you really,
and I said it
really
about senators,
does it for me.
Debbie Monterey had to explain to me, because Chris Myhill's like, I'm not explaining. Debbie's like, I'll tell you what it is, Amy. It took a woman.
dude. You're the best. Also, we are telling you to stop at a lemonade stand. Do a kind act for a kid who's put together a nice little lemonade stand, trying to make a little extra cash. Who knows what they're going to do with that money, but it doesn't matter. And a message says, back to the lemonade stand thing. I haven't seen one in a while, but if you slip the kids a $20 bill, it's great to see their reactions.
Whoa. Things are going well for that guy.
I know. That's not the only person who said that, though. Some people, there was another person who texted in about leaving a $20 bill. Always pay for the lemonade with a 20, no change needed. I disagree.
20 seems high.
It's very high.
Five is great. Five is more than generous.
You know what? I'm not tipping.
Well, that's okay. You shouldn't be driving around looking for kids anyway.
That's right. Oh, no.
What?
A message on YouTube.
Oh, I don't think you can read that.
My brother-in-law, at the time, asked another dad, when did you know your child was autistic? My son isn't autistic, the dad said. I died for him.
Ugh.
Oh my gosh, why would you say that to somebody? That's like saying to somebody, when are you expecting? Ugh. And they're not, they're just big? Are they put on weight? Have you ever done that to somebody?
No,
like,
I'm not an idiot.
When's it due?
When's it due? Again.
But you don't know what it is?
This guy.
I'm calling babies it because I don't know. I don't know. All right, let's talk Cardinals Cubs. Big series starts tonight at Busch Stadium, a four-gamer. And we have Matt Pauly, who is joining us next on KMOX.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They are very deep. They play him to pull. Traxel winds and fires. Big Mac. Swing and a shot into the corner. It might make it. There it is. 62, folks. It just got over the left field wall in the corner. And we have a new home run champion.
Cubs are in town. One time the Cubs were in town back in 1998. That happened. Mark McGwire breaking the single season record for home runs in Major League Baseball with number 62. And it was his shortest home run of the season.
That's right.
Which was a very cool
moment.
It was
like a line drive.
It just got over the wall.
And we welcome in Matt Pauly.
Oh, yeah. Matt Pauly hosts the Sports Open Line Redbird Rush Hour, which happens at 5 o'clock every day when the Cardinals don't have a game that interferes with that.
And
pre and post game coverage. So there's going to be a Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock with Matt and Kevin Wheeler, and then 5:50 pregame, 6:45 first pitch from Busch Stadium tonight. First to four against the Cubbies.
Now, Matt, you probably have noticed this phenomenon too, because we were just talking how old that highlight sounded. Like it sounded like it was like a World War II baseball
like
game.
Ed being Murrow's called. In London.
Yeah. Have you guys ever seen an old sports video that maybe pops up on Instagram? And it looks like it's from 1979, but it'll say 2002 or 2003. Oh. It looks so old. I don't know if it's just the quality of the recording or if we've come that far. But I will say I see videos that should not be that old looking, that look ancient. Have you seen that?
Most of the stuff that has happened in my lifetime, I remember like pretty vividly. So when I see the video, it's the way I have always remembered it. So I don't know if I've experienced that quite as much as you. I do love it when, you know, I'll be on YouTube or something and just clicking around and all of a sudden some like legitimate old school baseball, something cool will pop up and I'll watch it. It'll be something that I haven't seen before. But no, what you're talking about, I don't know. Like when I see all those McGwire home runs, it just takes me right back to where I was in that moment. And to me, it looks the way it's supposed to look.
It looks 100 years old to me.
It's funny because, you know, we have been asking Matt Pauly for people to share with us their favorite Cardinals-Cubs rivalry memory, whatever that is. They could share it with us at 314-436-7900. What is yours? Is it the one we just played, or is it something else?
Oh, man, I'd have to think through that one a little bit. I mean, there's that Pulse home run.
The 4th of July home
run. Take that, big boy.
Yeah, we just played that one earlier. Great.
I mean, I think that has to be it. That has to be it. And a lot of that is because of the radio call, too. I mean, Shannon was so good on that. That might be Shannon's best call of all time. So the lore of that home run has only grown larger and larger through time because of the impact of the radio call from Mike Shannon.
It's nice, Matt Pauly, when this is an actual rivalry. Of course, it's always going to be the number one rival of the team, or by default it will be, just because they're in the same division, they play so much throughout the course of the year. But when both teams are good, these series are infinitely more fun. And right now, both teams are good, and the Cardinals, you know, they've had some difficulty in the month of June, but they're still a good baseball team overall. Cubs are a good baseball team. So they have these two teams, you know, right there. Then it's a much more entertaining series when they're both decent, you know?
Yeah, 100%. And right now they're separated by 4.5 games, which is not that much. Each team is above 500. The Cubs do have one of the best records in the National League. What is it? They now have the third best record. They're a game back of the Dodgers, a half game back of the Phillies. So those three teams are separated by just one game right now. This is going to be fun, and I know a lot of folks from Chicago are going to make their way into St. Louis, and we're going to see a fair amount of blue in the ballpark, and when the Cardinals are at Wrigley, we'll see a fair amount of red, as is normally the case. But, yeah, it's nice when it feels like these games matter. Now it's up to the Cardinals to make sure that, indeed, the games do matter by having some success over the next few days.
Well, we were talking about the Cards-Cubs moment. I know, Matt, you said the Albert Pujols home run, the Mike Shannon call. But even just, like, the history of the two teams, like the Lou Brock trade, getting Lou Brock from the Cubs and how that ended up being kind of a franchise changer at the time for the Cardinals.
Yeah, look, there's a lot of things that have connected, like even tragedy, the Daryl Kyle situation that happened when the team was in Chicago, and Joe Girardi coming out and addressing the crowd. Like, there's McGuire and Sosa, I know we just heard that, you know, that Sammy Sosa being part of that home run race is as much a part as of McGuire winning it and getting the record. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that have intertangled these two organizations over the years, and it just adds to the fun of the rivalry for the most part.
And Tom and I talked about, we brought up Daryl Kyle last week. We discussed it briefly because it was the anniversary of, it was Jack Buck's death, right? Mm-hmm. And those two guys died within like 4 days of each other. You know, yeah, Jack Buck and then Daryl Kyle, and then Kyle happening at Wrigley Field. And man, what an awful week that was for the Cardinals and their fans.
I was in high school at the time, and I was working over at KFNS as a high schooler, and the main producer was on vacation that week. And I gotta just let Pauly be that guy. So I remember booking all these guests and everything during that week, and I called Stan Musial's home number, which you weren't supposed to do the morning after Jack Buck passed away. And Mrs. Musial yelled at me because I wasn't supposed to call that number. And then I explained why I was calling, and she did not yell at me anymore, which was good. When that situation happened with Daryl Kyle, I was out for a jog listening to the game while running, and then all of a sudden I felt like something was wrong. I remember running home as quick as I could because I knew I probably had to get to the radio station for something. The vivid memories that exist from that week for me are, and I was in high school, but man, do I remember a lot of things about that week.
And I will always, you mentioned Girardi, for whatever reason, I always appreciate him just because it was really something to see a player on your biggest rival as emotional and as upset as he was, knowing the news he was delivering to people on the field that day. I don't know, just it. I've always had like an emotional attachment to him because of that moment.
I think a lot of Cardinals fans, you're not the first person I've heard say that, Ronge. A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about this series. It is a big one. It's not a make or break, but it's pretty important for them because right now they're 4.5 games back. You know, you win 3 of 4, you make up 2 games in the division. Now you're back to really being in the midst of a race against them. You get swept or you lose 3 and, you know, it becomes more difficult. So what do you think about this series going in?
Yeah, don't get swept. That's the first thing. Do not get it looks really bad for you if you get swept. Not that it's insurmountable, but just everything about it. I mean, this series is being built up so much, and if you walk out of there with a split, you're in perfectly good shape here moving forward. I think it's going to be fun to see. You know, the Cardinals have had pretty good success against really good teams. They've had success against Philadelphia. They've had success against the Dodgers. But there's something different about when you're matched up against the top team in your division. That's just the familiarity and everything that goes along with it. Like, I think when you beat really good teams in your division, it actually proves that you're a good team more so than beating really good teams from outside of your division, because the familiarity makes it that much tougher. Sometimes you kind of get a team that doesn't really know who you are and doesn't really know what you're about. So if the Cardinals can go out and have success against a legitimate good Cubs team over the next 4 days, even if it ends up being a series split, but if you can just if you have some success there, I think it shows that this is going to be a race from here until the end of the year in all likelihood.
Matt, I know the heat affects everyone, and both teams are playing in the heat, so it's equally dispersed in that sense. But when you do have extreme temperatures like this, are there certain pitchers or players who handle it better than others? I don't know how they're playing standing on the turf like that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Matthew Liberatore is a big, strong guy who's, you know, some fairly young. Like, I would prefer to have, like, I think yesterday the heat got to Miles Michaelis a little bit. And I thought through the first 4 innings yesterday, Michaelis looked as good as he has looked this year. The way he was using all 4 quadrants, the way he was mixing pitches. I mean, that was a really, really good performance from Michaelis. I think the heat may have gone to him a little bit. When you look at Liberatore, maybe that helps him out. But the Cubs pitcher tonight, he's 25 years old too. So it's not like Liberatore at 25 is going up against a 35-year-old. So I think youth and strength probably help a little bit in all this. But I mean, at the end of the day, it's flipping hot. You know what helps? Getting back into the dugout.
Yeah.
Having short innings.
Well, I was gonna say,
and being able to hydrate.
Short innings, and also, as a manager, do you just assume we might have to go to our bullpen earlier? Like, you assume you're not going to get a deep start?
You're ready for it, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that. Especially if you have a couple long innings from a pitch count standpoint, it's going to be a lot tougher to survive on the backside.
Would not want to be playing out there.
Oh,
it's
gonna be, dude. It's
so
and it's.
Hot.
I honestly think it's hotter just standing. Like, it'd be better to go for a brisk walk than it would to just stand in the outfield and just be. You're baking. You're in a convection oven.
What would it take for you to go to the ball game tonight
and sit
and wear khaki shorts?
Oh,
well, first of all, the only saving grace would be that it's so hot that I would sweat through every inch of them and you couldn't just see the butt marks. I threw away my khaki shorts, Matt. Matt, I went to a game and I wore khaki shorts to a baseball game, right? And I stood up to get a hot dog or something, you know, in the middle of the game. And this is what I heard from the woman behind me. Oh, honey. That's what she said. Because I sweated so grossly through my...
Did she think you had soiled yourself?
No, she knew I didn't soil myself, but it looked like it.
How do you know that?
It looked like it. Well, because even the way she said it was not like, oh, honey, you soiled yourself. It was like, oh, honey, like this is... Oh, honey. And I turned around, and I mean, it was the front, like the crotch area, and then in the back. It was just the most unattractive...
It's disgusting.
It was disgusting, Matt. I looked like it. I threw the shorts away. I could never look at those shorts again. My friends still talk about it. It was like 10 years ago.
I park in the Ballpark Village garage, and then it's a little bit of a walk to the media entrance, and it is impossible for me to not be sweating profusely by the time I walk in those doors.
It's so gross, it's, man. That's why I hate this time of year. Because if you, it's one thing if you're out at the pool or something, right?
Yeah.
Or you're out doing stuff. But if you
You're at work and you're sweating.
Yeah,
that's
not good. And then, but like being in a broadcast, I know that no one wants to hear this, but being in a broadcast booth and the windows are open, it doesn't help. You know, there's nothing you can do. It just feels disgusting in there.
Man.
Ugh. Anyway.
I don't know. I think some guys have the windows open. Some go with windows closed and AC. This might be windows closed AC weather.
That's what I like to do. I used to just crack the window a little bit. So you could hear the outside and didn't feel like you were in a tin can. All right, so Matthew Liberatore starts tonight. Ben Brown going for the Cubs. All right, predict the series. What happens?
Four-game series so often end in a split. So it's likely to be a split, but I'll be hoping for more than that for a Cardinals.
Split wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. You know, you don't lose any real ground. So I think you can deal with that. Yeah. All right, Matt Pauly, Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock with Wheeler. We'll be listening to that. Then the pregame show at 5:50, 6:45 first pitch. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you guys.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See ya.
I'm ready for the series.
I have a picture of the Oh Honey game. August 27th, 2017. Oh Honey.
That's gross. Colonel Ripper, who is a prolific messenger, says, "You guys act like it's going to be 120 out there. Geez, are you a bunch of houseplants?"
So guess what? I think on the field, it actually is like the real field is 120. They talk about that, how because you are absolutely baking in a ballpark on the field, that the heat index is 120.
It used to be worse. My understanding is a whole lot worse when they had the turf.
Yep.
And guys would come back into the dugout, and they'd have to have ice baths for their shoes. They could put their shoes in there because it was so hot.
Cabbage leaves?
Under the ball. They would refrigerate or put in the freezer ice. Cabbage leaves, put them on their cap, inside their hat.
And I will say, I mean, if being on the field is hotter than being in the sun seats, then it seems unbearable. Because the sun seats are something else.
But how did that cabbage smell? After, you know, because you're out there, it would thaw pretty quickly and then start to cook.
If you've ever steamed cabbage,
it smells awful.
Not a great smell.
That's Amy Marks Kors. I'm Chris Ranji. Continue to share with us your favorite Cardinals Cubs rivalry memories. Or if you just want to take shots at the Cubs, you can do that too, because a lot of people have been anyway. 314-436-7900. It's Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Amy, fluffer is also slang for a dog.
Is it though?
I've never heard that.
I've never heard, and I wouldn't go around saying it.
You're also not alone, because more texters have reached out.
In case you missed it, I said on the Charlie Brennan show years ago that the Senators were back there
fluffing each other?
Yes, because I thought it meant like
they were pumping each other up before they went out there.
Or fixing your hair and your makeup, like, oh, you're so great. Let's, you know, like that. That's what I thought it meant. And then we had to go off air, and Charlie Brennan was like, I don't think you can say that. And Chris Myhill was horrified.
And then Debbie explained it to you.
Debbie Monterey had to explain to me what a fluffer was.
Well, this message says, I'm a woman. I had to look that up as well. This man says, I am 51, and I had no idea what fluffing is other than what you do to pillows. So,
see?
Okay.
I'm not alone. Thank you to all of our awesome listeners who took the time to text in to let me know I am not on my own island here.
This message says, is Matt Pauly the sports fluffer? No, that's not what you would call him. But he is on the air all day.
Yeah.
Like, he was just on with us. He's going to be on at 5 o'clock for Redbird Rush Hour, and then the pregame at 5:50. It's going to be great. Don't forget, guys, Gas House Gang at 12. We have a 4-pack of tickets to give away for the Cardinals game tomorrow that we will give away, and you have to be listening for your chance to win for that. This person has messaged in and is not pleased with us, it seems like.
Oh.
It says, I feel so, so, so sorry for you folks suffering in this heat. I'm putting up hay. I'll be feeding it this winter when the temp is 5 below. Bunch of babies.
I'm putting up hay?
I guess.
Like you're on a farm?
I guess.
Hey, I didn't complain about the heat. I was talking about the players. I mean, we're inside. I'm the one that defends the heat. I'm the one that said we have the luxury of going into our office to work. So when you go outside, you go for a walk, you go for a run. It's like having your own personal sauna. I'm the victim here. No, I
feel like a victim too.
Raj, honey, that poor lawyer.
Man, that attorney, I would love to talk to him. I really would love
Let's
to know how he's
to
feeling
him.
Today. This message, Amy, says, thanks to you, I know to only wear black shorts to the ballpark in the heat of the summer.
Thank you. August 27th, 2017, I wore khaki shorts to the game, stood up, and the woman behind me, oh, honey.
You poor
lady.
Lady.
Yeah, so don't wear khaki shorts. You've got to wear sweat-safe clothing. I am such a sweater. It's disgusting. I sweat more than you should. What's it called? Hypohidrosis? I think I have that.
It is. That's what it's called.
Hyperhidrosis. I think I have that.
Yeah. Maybe you do.
I'm very sweaty.
You're disgusting.
I know. But you know what? All the toxins are out. It's good for you.
Hour three of the show is coming up. And when we come back from Jerusalem, CBS reporter Steve Lindy will be joining us. We'll get the latest on what's happening in that part of the world. A lot happened over the weekend, as you know. We will talk to Steve next on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.